Day 27. What can I give? Let's read some scripture. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But amongst you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. It is a fragrant sacrifice of seemingly small choices that delight the heart of God. As we choose to offer a life of discipline and sacrifice, we often find it is the ordinary daily discipline of consistently doing the right thing that pleases God and impacts others deeply. Each day we need to have this attitude. What can I improve today? Or how can I live with greater authenticity? In our everyday routines, we need to constantly submit our decisions to God and ask him to help us choose the right thing. If we want to live a disciplined life, we need to learn when to switch the TV off and do something different. We need to be sensitive about what we read or eat and be ready to change our lifestyle habits to improve our discipline. We need to be people who are flexible and ready to give up our rights for a better reward. If we really want to take up the challenge of daily sacrifice, it will change everything. I remember when I was leading a ladies' Bible study, I commented on some of the popular women's magazines and trendy reading material. I questioned if it was helpful for the great race of life to fill our minds with so much sex, scandal, and stories of friendly vampires. Fortunately, the members of my group knew that I was not boring and I loved to have fun, but we do need to discipline our sources of entertainment. Are we choosing the right triggers to help us have a laugh? Often we feel awkward when talking in such detail about these basic life decisions, as we do not want to appear old-fashioned or legalistic. But we do need to have the courage to seriously examine these everyday leisure activities and evaluate whether they really are the best diet to help us relax. The Bible talks about different levels of harvest we can reap with our lives. In the parable of the sower, it points out if we take the word of God and invest it in our hearts, we can see a 30%, 60%, or 100% harvest depending on the condition of our heart, the level of our obedience, and the persistence of our faith. The choice is ours. We will reap a harvest, but the quality and the quantity will be determined by our decisions. One of the hardest disciplines I have had to learn is how to spend my time. I love meeting up with friends and having time to walk and talk, but it takes time. When I began to minister and was trying to run a busy house with two teenagers, supporting Gordon, my husband, while he pastored a big church, I found time was stretched. I would try to have my friendship time, but again and again, this was at the cost of my preparation time for my next ministry engagement. One day I was praying, as again I had little time to prepare, and I felt God ask me if I would sacrifice some of my friendship time for the ministry. He was calling me to have. I struggled, as this was my relaxation time. I didn't want to let it go, but I knew I had a choice. Soon after this time with God, I was at a meeting and Cindy Jacobs prophesied that I should begin to write. Again, I wondered, where would I find this time? Again, God challenged me about how I spent some of my leisure time and asked me to give it to him for writing. It has not always been easy, but I know it has been right. But I have found that the friendship time I do have has been multiplied in quality and even if the quantity has been reduced. So read the scriptures above one more time and then pray. Father, help me make the everyday choices that will keep my life on track. Help me use my time and plan my schedule wisely so that I honor your call upon my life. I ask you, Lord, to show me what adjustments I need to make so that my life blesses you more. Let the choices that I make cause my life to be more attractive to the people around me. Father, keep me from every compromising decision and let me show your heart to others. Thank you, Father. Amen.